702 and Cape Talk.
Technobite with Aki Anastasio.
In Silicon Valley. Technobite is brought to you by Mimecast, making email safer for business. Hello, Aki.
I didn't like the way you said in Silicon Valley.
I was trying to match the voiceover.
Oh, okay. Now I get it. Well, it's 1 o'clock in the morning, and I'm in Palo Alto, right in the heart of Silicon Valley. So good morning to you from here, Eusebius McKaiser.
Well, your energies are still as awesome as they are when you are usually here at 5 o'clock, at 5 after 11. You travel so much. Well, I'm envious of your life. What are you doing there?
Well, I'm here with Discovery and together with a company called Innovate. And that what they do is these guys take a lot of entrepreneurs around the world and they kind of match them with what a company is particularly doing. And Discovery, being in healthcare, is taking this group of young entrepreneurs, well, not young, but just entrepreneurs, young and old. There's like a mixture of all sorts of different entrepreneurs. And they've arrived here in Silicon Valley to meet up with, their counterparts, to meet up with companies, to get ideas on how to take the ideas forward onto the big stage with angel investors and this kind of thing. So really taking what technology we have in South Africa, the ideas that we have, taking them to the global stage, because this is where a lot of ideas are born. I mean, this is an amazing area where I am right now in the heart of Palo Alto. This is Silicon Valley. This is where so many technologies were born, you know, going back to the late 1930s where HP was born in this area. So I'm a stone's throw away from Stanford University. I'm a stone's throw away from the headquarters of Google, Facebook, you name them. They're all situated within a radius of about a few miles from me. And the kinds of companies that are here and the kinds of technologies that are born in this area and where companies have based many of their headquarters, all the modern day technologies, many of them come from this part of the world. And it's quite extraordinary just to be here and just kind of feel the vibe. And it'll be fantastic to interact with different companies. We're going to visit the Zuckerberg Foundation, for example. Now, you know, Mark Zuckerberg and his wife are putting a lot of their money into eliminating cancer. So these are the kinds of companies and people that we're going to be meeting over the next couple of days, where these entrepreneurs are going to interact with and really get an idea of, you know, where it's going. And, you know, healthcare is going to be the big thing in 2017. You know, the whole shift is going to happen where how we as consumers look at our health and how we interact with our health. And you often hear me talking about you being the CEO of your own health is one thing that's going to be coming evident. And I mean, there's even a young lady that's on this group with us, Eusebius. She's basically developed now, you know, if you know of anybody that's had breast cancer, I know a few people who've had breast cancer and they've had to have a mastectomy, for example. Not everybody can afford to buy a complete reconstruction of their breasts. Mm. Now, this young lady has come up with the idea and she's like, source the company in Finland and around the world that you can literally go online and order a silicon implant that's a low-cost implant that gives back a woman her dignity, and especially for those women who can't really afford those full, you know, reconstruction, sequences on their chests. So these are the kinds of entrepreneurs that are on this group, and it's really, I'm very, very excited.
That's awesome, because I love the example. I was about to ask you how much of this kind of innovative technology that is transforming healthcare in North America can easily be transferred to the global south, when we, of course, are very different economies, we are quite sluggish. But if your example is anything to go by, it doesn't necessarily mean that there aren't versions and lessons to be learned in terms of high-tech interventions in healthcare over there, Aki, that may yet be able to be replicated here.
No, absolutely. I mean, some of the companies that are with us, some of the entrepreneurs that are with us have got like world firsts. There's a company that's developed a portable hearing aid that we've spoken about on the show that really just revolutionizes how audiologists in the future will be conducting hearing tests. And, you know, these are the kinds of technologies that we are seeing on this particular trip and that the companies are taking. So a lot of these companies are going here. They're hoping to learn and get advice from a lot of the experts here in Silicon Valley. So we're going to spend some time here. We're going to spend some time in San Francisco as well. So I'm super excited. There's a group of about 18 of us.
Awesome. Dog walking, what is that doing on Technobyte?
Well, you know, I say to you often that there's an Uber in every single business. Now, they're saying that this particular market is going to be worth over $1 billion. Well, it in fact already is. And there are already a few startups of about five companies. And, you know, I don't know if you've got pets, but owners who do have pets and people who work hard like yourself, myself, we often get guilt because we don't get a chance to take our dogs for a walk in particular. So what this company does is it matches owners of pets who want a service for somebody to take their dogs for a walk and show their dogs some love. So busy executives who get home late at night or you know, don't have a chance to do this, you can do so now. You can buy a service that will literally come to your house, take your dog. And I know for many of you saying, well, this has been around for ages. You know, kids around the neighborhood do this. But there are now companies that are developing specific apps, and the app will tell you that how many kilometers your dog walked with its walker. It will tell you if the dog pooed or not. It will tell you what mood the dog was in. They even have a GPS attachment to the dog. So if you're in the office and you want to see where your dog is, you can now kind of track it on an app, like at the touch of your fingertips. And, you know, the dog walkers will even take a picture of you and send and, you know, put it onto the app, for example. So the idea, as with Airbnb, the idea of Airbnb is nothing new. Somebody has said, hey, here's a great idea.
Yeah.
Let's digitize it and let's make a lot of money. So there's a business idea over here. And this specific market is worth over $1 billion already.
Look, it makes complete sense. You know, a lot of people have incredibly intimate relationships with their pets, and pet care is very important. And who knows, maybe an inadvertent benefit, Aki, is that the domestic worker can be given a break. Go on the app and you can find someone else who can do the service, and you can also track what's going on. Now, what's also interesting about how digitized and computerized systems are, we take for granted computerized fare systems, Aki, until, of course, they get disrupted or they fail.
Well, I've been in San Francisco, over this weekend. I arrived on the weekend only to discover that their municipal rail system, they've got a system called the Muni system, which is their rail system, a version of our Gauteng train, for example, and their train system. And this train system has been out the whole weekend. Now, the trains themselves aren't affected, but it's the actual fare system. So commuters are not able to pay for their tickets or receive tickets. And hackers have got into the system. We don't know why they've got into the system, but they are displaying at the ticket sales booths that, hey, we've hacked in, and they're demanding a ransom of about $70,000, we understand today. We'll find out if this has been paid or sorted out, but they are threatening to really cause major disruption around the San Francisco area. And you may remember there was a hospital recently that had documents stolen as well, and the hackers themselves, you know, gave them a ransom demand. They said they wanted X amount of dollars. I think it was something like 90,000. Otherwise, they'll steal all the personal records. Now, these machines, although they dispense tickets, they do have the details of many commuters of San Francisco on them. So it'll be interesting to see how the system gets resolved. But boy, oh boy, this is the next big thing in this next few years is hacking. And the hackers are just like all over the place.
That is fascinating, because when we think about cyber attacks and that kind of thing, espionage, we think about in political terms, the Russians getting into systems in the States and what have you. But it seems like there can also be fairly lowbrow versions of this that can cause major hassles in a particular city.
No, there's no doubt about that, you know, and this is going to be the big thing. As I said, a cyber war and cyber attacks, if you can imagine terrorists or bad people getting into the system, the electric grid, for example, of a system, or the grid of self-driving cars in the future, what kind of mayhem people can cause. And, you know, people have proved it already. You know, hackers have got into airplanes, for example. They've been able to hack into self-driving cars and be able to, like, literally press brakes on a car in the middle of nowhere. So as digitally connected as we are in the world that we're living in, there are dangers for example, from hackers that we need to take quite seriously. And this is a multi-trillion dollar business. They're saying in the next few years that hacking is going to cost businesses, organizations up to $2 trillion. So it's really serious business.
And then lastly, Aki, artificial intelligence, I know is one of your passions, keeping tabs on the development here, and some interesting new developments in terms of language translation.
Yeah, well, you see, artificial intelligence is a very interesting one. And where it gets really interesting is when the technology starts learning without the use of human intervention. So up to now, as human beings, we program devices, we program machines, we put various parameters inside. So Google Translate is no stranger to this. You know, they put all the words in English, they put all the words in another language, and you go online or you use your smartphone and you do the translation. But what's interesting with Google AI, the new system, they've just updated their software, and they've got this very interesting technology, Google. They bought this company called DeepMind a few years ago. But now for the first time, Google's artificial intelligence can translate the languages on its own. So it means that it can translate between languages that it wasn't taught to translate. And this is the big jump, because now the technology is learning by itself without the humans needing to do this. And that's why machine learning is going to be one of the big things in the next few decades. And here's a great example using Google Translate, that it's now learning its own language and learning different languages and translating it without us having to physically enter those parameters and teach the computer to do it. It's now learning how to do it by itself.
That's pretty awesome. Aki, you must get some sleep or go out and party. But on a parting shot, you know how our listeners hear everything we say, hey, including our little quirks. Here's one of your fans on Twitter. Everything Aki mentions is always followed by, this is going to be a big thing.
Well, yeah, no, look, it definitely is going to be a big thing. That is going to be a big thing. But thank you for pointing that out, because I love talking about the big things of the future, you see.
Because your passion is big about it as well, and it's amazing how technology changes.
But thank you for drawing it to my attention. I do kind of repeat myself in that sense often.
No, we all do. I do as well. Aki, enjoy your trip, and we'll see you back safely in South Africa.
You see, love you lots. Bye-bye. Cheers.